Mini episode 155 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 155 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our 2012 Fantasy Olympic Preview. We've always believed at FDH that the fun of fantasy sports play can be enjoyed well outside the traditional boundaries of the major North American team sports. That's why we've catered to niche sports interests as well as the big boys like football and baseball. With the start this coming Friday of arguably the biggest sporting event in the world, the 2012 Summer Olympics, in a moment we've got for you our breakdown of how to enjoy it competitively with your friends. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Okay, here's our rundown of how to play the FantasyDraftHelp.com 2012 Summer Olympics game. Let us tell you first and foremost that you can download it off of the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com and FantasyDraftHelp.com/Olympics.html. Our game is based around drafting units from different countries. We were trying to find a scoring system that would create a competitive format while not being overly complicated, and eventually we developed one. All of the most powerful Olympic countries are represented, along with most of the medium-sized Olympic powers in terms of medal counts. They are each divided into two units, aquatics slash track and field, and everything else. For these purposes, aquatics includes just the swimming, diving, and water polo events. And the USA has its unit divided into aquatics and track and field separately, because there would be no competitive balance in the game if they existed as one unit. Gold, silver, bronze point totals in aquatics slash track and field are 12, 8, and 4, while the gold, silver, bronze point totals for everything else are 6, 4, and 2. This leads to a relative equilibrium in value between the different units. For example, here's the top tier on our draft board with their scores averaged from the 2004 and 2008 Summer Olympics. China, everything else with 293. USA Aquatics with 264. USA Everything Else with 205, and USA Track and Field with 200. Again, those four entities comprise the top tier on the draft board. There are seven such tiers on the draft board, and one selection is made from each tier. The game requires three selections of everything else, three of aquatics slash track and field, and one wild card of your choice. And for these purposes, either of the USA Aquatics or USA Track and Field units would count for that positional requirement. We at FantasyDraftHelp.com will be keeping a tally at different points throughout the Olympics, and we'll have up the final results promptly afterwards. Again, you can find our game and draft board at FantasyDraftHelp.com and FantasyDraftHelp.com/Olympics.html. While you're at it, go check out our Fantasy Football Draftology 2012 guide, available on the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com for all of your fantasy football needs this season. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, And be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.